Blog Talk Radio.
The unveiling, the wandering seekers welcome you. Welcome, welcome. We greet you in love. We are so happy you can make it. Carla B here, and you have arrived, as well as me, for the very first segment in a series of 17 episodes called The Wandering Seekers. So tonight, I guess you could call this very first episode the pilot. And you can call me the navigator, or calling me Carla B works fine as well. Just to give you a little bit of information as to the type of show this is going to be for me. It's definitely going to be something different. I know I am no longer interviewing the most popular Hollywood celebrities, shining the spotlight on some of the finest actors and actresses, choreographers, film directors. This is not what this show is going to be about. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with those types of shows. There definitely isn't. It's just no longer my cup of tea. Now, in this new show, I plan on sharing my journey the past couple of years and where I've been, my experiences, and what's to come for me, as well as hoping to interview light workers out there, individuals that consider themselves fully awake to what's going on, and not just planetary or planet Earth, but in the cosmos as a whole. So I pray that those that listen will become awake and aware and do their part in helping to reshape the world we live in. To learn is to teach, and if we are not teaching what we are learning, we have done little or no good. So I think what I want to share a couple of things with you, and it actually was put on my heart to share this last night when I was thinking, okay, what am I going to talk about today? I know, you know, it was all about giving a brief synopsis of The Wandering Seeker, but it was something else. There was a message that I felt that needed to be shared. Someone needs to hear this tonight. So I want to speak a little bit about fear, false expectations appearing real. I wanted to share some insight with you. We live in a vibrational universe. Everything that we see is energy, and that energy vibrates. It is our vibration which determines what we encounter in this life, because we live in a universe that is based on the law of attraction. Now, generally speaking, over the course of someone's life, their vibration will steadily increase, because we are here on this earth to be in alignment with the expansion of the universe itself. So when you are watching as an individual grows, you are noticing only a microcosm of the growth that is occurring within source consciousness, or the all that is. So, in a universe based on the law of attraction, what do we know? We know that we can only share the space or share our reality with things which are a vibrational match to us. What does this mean? Well, it means that if our vibration changes, we run the risk of not being a match on a vibrational level to something that was a match to our previous vibration before we made that shift. We run the risk of no longer being a match to the people we are currently bonded with in our current vibration. We run the risk of losing them. we run the risk of losing our connection with them. This triggers our attachment-based preservation system. We would rather persevere our connection at all costs rather than becoming isolated or preserved, which is the number one worst fear for the physical human. It is it's a torture that far exceeds death because it simply means death. We would rather preserve our connection, even if it means dropping anchors in a stream of expansion and staying stuck where we are in often excruciating pain. The base of the uncertainty that makes it possible for you to make a change is the uncertainty about whether the people and things we are connected with right now are going to be a match to you once you make that change. Look at the story that you're telling yourself about the things you're scared to do or scared to change. I want you to see how at the very root of each one of those fears is, in fact, the fear that you are going to be losing your connection with someone or something that you don't want to lose a connection with. For an example, you may come from a background of poverty, and you may not be making the changes to create any kind of abundance in your life. You may tell yourself that you're afraid of success, but is that really true? Or is it that you fear by becoming successful, you are going to be shunned by your family who has put down rich people all their lives and made rich people not one of them? Or you may be afraid to make the change in your life to come out to your parents and tell them you're gay because you fear they may reject you. Or you may be afraid to move to a different city because someone in your family needs you. And by moving, you'll be guilty because being bad in your childhood led punishment, like time out, which is totally disconnection. It disconnects us. And that disconnection stays with us. You're convinced that moving means losing your connection to them because of that. How can we end these types of thought vibrations? How can we shift our vibration to a more positive reality? How can we make an improvement in our life? Well, the things and people in your life have to essentially vibrationally catch up with the vibration that you're now in. Otherwise, they will fade out of your experience, quite possibly. Now, there is more to this story. This universe that we're in, this very universe is expanding according to your desire. So what happens when you love someone or want to stay connected with somebody, you broadcast forth a desire to be connected to them. So what happens? Well, vibrationally, the universe answers that desire. With that being said, if you make a shift and your desire is to stay connected with the other person, and if the other person's desire is to stay connected to you, then all people, places, and things and experiences that will facilitate them catching up with the vibration you have now shifted in will flow into their experience. Now, here's the thing. The universe does this in good ways as well as bad. In other words, by going with the expansion of your life, by making changes to go towards your desire or towards the improvement, you symbolically turn the heat up on the fire that fuels other people's expansion as well. If you just stop and think a minute, you would see how that all makes sense. Now, for me, for the past couple of years, I have been in the midst of a deep healing process within my mind, my body, and my soul. It was and still is an integration process. And I got to this point within the process that I felt as if I was on the precipice of something big, the precipice shifting my vibration. I was on the precipice of changing my entire perspective of changing my boundaries and of becoming no longer a vibrational match to the people closest to me. When I realized this, it really scared me. Regardless of the amount of determination I may be committed to in terms of self-growth, at that moment, I felt all the brakes go on. It was a scary feeling. I can remember I would find myself depressed, constantly crying, and screaming in my mind that I could not continue this way. I knew what was on the other side of continuing with this because I could literally feel myself becoming not a match to the people, places, things, and circumstances in my current life. And I didn't see how when I made that shift that they were going to be able to make that shift with me when I made it. It just wasn't making sense to me. Essentially, deep down, I knew by changing, I was risking potentially losing those close to me. And I couldn't progress until I actually faced that fear and dealt with that specifically. I had to, in a word, become willing, essentially, for the sake of my own growth, for the sake of my own happiness, to risk the loss of my family before I was able to proceed. Fortunately for me, some of my closest family and friends were equally committed to self-growth as me, and so in a way, they essentially gave me permission to risk it all. Now, after discussing this with one of my closest friends, he gave me some really great advice, which I needed to hear at that time. He said, "Do not ever hold your healing back based off of me. I would not want to be the anchor in your life. I would rather you trust me to catch up with you." So why am I telling you guys this story? He did. Eventually, he did catch up to me, and he made the shift as well. I share with you this experience because I understand how scary it is to get into a space where you know by making a positive change, we risk losing someone. And believe me, I have had plenty of experiences where by shifting, I have actually lost people that I cared about. Now, where they did not make that vibrational jump with me. Most people don't realize that when being close to someone that is awakened, what they don't realize is if someone is completely committed to growth, to awareness, to expansion, to riding the waves of change, no matter where it takes them, the current of energy flowing through that being is so incredibly strong that it essentially turns the fire up on other people. This fire on other people's expansion, it helps them. So it's high. It's really a high vibration. But as they don't really understand what it is, they can get burned by it in a bad way. And it could be agony to continually be forced to play the game, play that vibrational catch-up with someone you love, especially when they're not necessarily ready. Here's a warning. And that I take heed to as well. The human ego, being competitive and manipulative in nature, is tempted to use these types of vibrational gains as a mean to strengthen its own sense of superiority. So I don't want you to begin using this as an excuse to feel your own sense of superiority. A person who is expanding is not better than anyone else. That is not what I'm saying. They simply have made the choice to ride the current of expansion. Instead, I want you to use it all to simply understand what is going on in your life right now when you make a change and why you resist change so much. Now, even the most unconscious person on this earth, someone that is completely unaware of all this dynamic is a spiritual being. And so at their core, subconsciously, they are aware that making change actually causes them to risk disconnection. So they will resist change. And oftentimes what we see is that the pain of staying in a situation has to become equivalent to the pain of the uncertainty of losing whatever you feel that you're going to lose by making that change. So essentially, you have to get to a point where there is nothing to lose in order to make that jump. A quick disclaimer, this universe has absolutely no qualms about making that choice for you. Look at terminal illness, for example. The universe putting you in, whereas you have nothing more to lose, so change scenario. There is an old adage, to get what you want, you have to let go of what you don't want. This feels like letting go of an edge, of one ledge of a cliff, and hope that another ledge will catch you. So it's completely understandable why we would avoid this at all costs. This is it's tormenting. It's a tormenting degree of uncertainty. But if you are afraid of change, I want you to ask yourself simply, what or who am I afraid of losing my connection with by making this change? So what would I say to someone that is suffering from this type of experience with fear, which is what I said earlier at the top of this episode, fear is false expectation appearing real. So what would I say to someone that is suffering from this type of experience with the connection you are afraid of losing does not even compare to the connection that you'll have on the other side of that space of uncertainty. That happens in the middle of change. But I understand that you don't have proof of that yet. So I trust that when the time is right for you, that you'll make whatever decision that is right for you. I would also say to them that the real dilemma of living life on earth is the fact that upon coming into this life, we were essentially committed to this expansion. It's the whole purpose for life. So you can't just toss that away. You cannot just toss away the current of expansion. You're not exempt from it. None of us are. Because you came here to expand, when you give rise to your desires or when it is obvious that there is improvement that needs to be made, you really have no option except to go into the direction of it. But this is America. You don't have to take it from me. Just look at your life. Times where you have known that you have to make a change and you haven't. That you have given rise to a desire and yet turned in the opposite direction of it by justifying why you can't have that thing. Anything that contradicts going into the direction of it, you know, what you learn is that you suffer. Do you want to live your life without being held? Do you want to live your life being held back in the prison of that pain as to guarantee you will stay connected with someone? Is it even loving to them to do that? Or by doing that, are you preventing their growth, their expansion? Are you preventing their highest happiness and healing? Are you? Perhaps the universe is calling you to make this change for the sake of them too. So you can call to them in the alignment of their expansion. I mean, wouldn't you rather have relationships with things and people in your life where it is about staying a match while you progress together? Not like in relationships when some say, I'm this way, and you need to stay a match to me regardless if it's in alignment with your expansion and your growth or not. Wouldn't you rather have a circle of friends and family whereas they can look at you in the face and are able to say, don't hold your healing back or your happiness back or your growth back to stay with me? What I would rather do, and this is me, is to catch up so that you and I can run together. I mean, that right there is freedom, you know? So that we can progress together, so that we can grow together. Wouldn't you rather be this kind of person? It's important to look within and see that we are not doing this when it comes to other people and how we may be holding them back. Wouldn't you rather be the kind of person that can look at someone in the face and say, don't hold yourself back for my sake. Trust me to make whatever shift I need to make. And by virtue of wanting to stay together, let's just trust that our shift may allow that to happen. On a conscious level, no one wants anyone to hold them back. So what we need to do is collectively take a deep look at and begin healing our very own trauma, begin healing our separation that we feel into the disconnection and isolation. Awareness is the principal ingredient to change. Becoming aware that fear is not real and how this little thing is the blame for why we do not make the changes that we need to make in our life. Once we do this, it'll enable us to look at this particular fear straight in the face, to find a resolution for it and to eventually move away from it, so we can in fact make the changes in our lives that will benefit us for the good. And that's what it's about. It really is. As we end this episode tonight, we hope that you continue to reconnect with who you really are, you know, and begin to live your truth and expand your capabilities, because it's part of your expansion. It's part of your expansion process on this earth today. So thank you for listening, Keith. And please be sure to subscribe to receive alerts to this show. And the next episode of The Wandering Seeker happens on Friday, August the 12th, 2016 at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And be sure, if you like what I shared today, definitely follow me on Twitter, EOTMPR and EOTM online. And also you can find us on Facebook as well, under facebook.com/EOTM.media. That's my time. I hope it's been worth your time. Good night, everybody.